ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
We'll be right back.
I know, you come in right after that. Ding-ling-ling.
We'll be right back. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and we're back. A little Bo Diddley sound-alike contest to start things off. That was credited to Bo Diddley, but a woman by the name of Lady Bo claims she played all the guitars on that Aztec.
She also claims that the president is beaming microwaves at her head and that lining her cap with foil helped stop this.
We also heard Dick Dale with Jungle Fever, the Junior Rayman and the Rat Fink, Curly and the Jades with Boomsticks, and we opened up with Mac Rebenack before his fingers were shot off and Storm Warning.
About it.
So what do we have for you today? Well, we have in person Norton recording artist, the great Gaylord.
How about it? Ah.
Hello, girls.
Another Sultan of the Squat. And he'll be doing some guest DJing and plugging his new 45 RPM disc.
What's that called?
Do the Squat back with...
Yeah, Squat With
Squat
Me,
with
Baby.
Me Baby.
In a Squat of DeVita?
Yeah. Squat in the World, Come Over Me. But yeah. Just run through the litany right now. Get
yeah,
it out of the way.
Yeah, band talk, folks.
Mm-hmm. And what else are we going to do? Well, we have a hillbilly hangover. We got a set of rock and roll singers who sit when they pee. A Vom set, a Vibe Report, a blues
Doc
hangover. Doc is very sick, by the way.
Really?
Doc Thomas. Yes, he has lung cancer. What else do we have today? We have something, some other interesting
thing. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. There's some other thing, isn't
there? All right, we got the news filet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Miss Sally will be here hopefully
with coffee.
Yeah, we
and
have
brake
the,
fluid.
We yeah.
We
that's for me.
Brake fluid for the diesel only limo.
The Jer Canoe. Yeah.
Yeah, that Gaylord's manager insisted we rent a limo for his appearance here.
And he insisted that I drive it and wear a little cap too.
Yeah.
Boy, did we.
We got something. There was something else I was going to do, and I don't remember what it is.
Well, maybe we should play some.
Oh, Sonny Bono's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Sonny
right.
Bono's
Palm Springs.
Right. Well, we're not. I think rather than do a big set of Sonny Bono and lose what a few listeners we have on a day like this, I think we'll sort of work it in non-linear fashion, as they would say on BAI.
Yeah. Well, be careful of collateral damage.
Right. Okay, well, let's kick it off. This set is programmed by the great Gaylord. What are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear that Chris Kanner guy doing Sick and Tired for no particular reason.
Oh, baby, what you gonna do? Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. I get up in the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I'll even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied round your head, oh baby. What you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. This is my last time telling you to change your ways. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I say. My last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gon' find yourself outside, oh baby. What you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I say. My last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gon' find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gon' do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. Everybody's rocking, they're gonna rock and never.
the feel your hole. Listen to the jazz come out. Tell, push the other bell down. The music goes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes out here.
My wife got wise and put me out. Standing on the corner, playing it cool. When Star 17 did a crazy cruise. I'm in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. I'm in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Oh, yeah, in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Oh, boy, see somebody come and get me out. I squatted down in the back seat. They handcuffed me, very neat. Sitting there trying to figure it out. When my baby called out with a crazy shout, that's him, he done me wrong. Put him in the boarding house where he belongs. He done me wrong, he treat me mean. But give him a cell that's nice and clean. I'm in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. I'm in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. I'm in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Oh yeah, please somebody come and get me out. Early next morning, roll call, answer to my name, boy, stood in the hall. They throwed me a mop, called me a jerk. Take this bucket and get to work. By the time, man, I got ready to eat, believe me, boy, I was really beat. Running grits, a little bit of grease, one cup of coffee and no kind of meat. I'm in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Oh, yeah, in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Yeah, yeah, in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Oh, boy, please somebody come and get me out. Yeah, yeah. They throwed me a mop, call me a jerk. Take this bucket and get to work. By the time, man, I got ready to eat, believe me, boy, I was really beat. Running grits, a little bit of grease, one cup of coffee and no kind of meat. I'm in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Oh, yeah, in a Mickey Mouse boarding house. In a Mickey Mouse boarding house. Oh, yeah, need somebody come and get me out. Every day, but oh, how they got to find a new daddy somewhere.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hey, it is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. And that was a set of R&B as programmed by the great Gaylord. And the great is going to tell us what we just heard.
Take it away, great.
Okay. Thank you, great Brooch. That was Lee Diamond doing Hattie Malady. Before that, Big Boy Miles doing Mickey Mouse Boarding House. Goes out to the voice of Mickey Mouse, who just died the other day.
Oh, whose name nobody here can remember.
Yeah, so he obviously made a big impact in our lives.
Yeah.
Another wacky new star in the heavens.
Yeah. The squeaking guy will always be Uncle Walt to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Gayton did Music Goes Round and Round, and it comes out here. Before that, we heard Sheridan Lee, Sweetheart of the Blues, doing Everybody's Rockin'.
Miss Shame, Shame, Shame.
That's right, with her company, Incorporated, I'm sure. Chris Kenner started off with Sick and Tired. By the way, all these songs are suitable for squatting. I think everything you play is suitable for
so
squatting.
So what is that squat thing the kids are all so crazy about these days?
Well, you know, it's one of those wacky dance crazes that are sweeping the nation, bringing Bandstand back on the air, those kind of things.
I think it really is a case of us being space cadets and Billy Miller being the commander.
Okay, well, Gaylord is going to demonstrate the squat right now.
Okay.
Do we have the video uplink?
We do have it.
Oh, good.
That's right.
Those of you that have paid the extra fee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put the mask on now.
Yes. Now I'm the match in action.
Now it starts with.
Okay.
Left foot forward.
Yeah, that's right. Right foot out.
Now you've
careful,
got your.
Careful.
And
can you put down the tray first?
Okay. Sorry, I can't serve and squat at the same time.
Try it.
Smack and squat.
We'll try it again later. Anyway, is it time for the news desk?
What, already?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Sally, man?
Yeah, we live in London.
I don't know.
More importantly, where's my coffee?
She took the Jerry canoe and.
There was that for sale sign in the window.
The car, it literally has, it has
put two more zeros on the end.
It has no brakes.
Yeah. Is this her now?
Yeah, I hear a clomping.
Oh, there's
you're safe and sound. We were worried about
as
you,
in the
Sally. Uh-oh. What'd you do? What'd you do? Meet a cop for a date there? He came back with a Dunkin' Donuts bag.
Yeah. What's that dripping brown thing, Sally?
East Orange finest.
What?
Colorado Springs, Colorado. A 26-year-old man who was enrolled as a high enrolled in a high school as a girl and became a cheerleader was sentenced yesterday to 2 years probation. El Paso County District Judge Richard Hall said Charles Daugherty must continue counseling and stay out of trouble with the
AKA
law as conditions
sweetie.
Of that probation. Yeah, really. Well, it says here he's diagnosed as having multiple personalities. And he told Hall at one hearing that he wants to get a high school diploma and become a psychologist. So he's off to a good start. He enrolled apparently at Coronado High School on September the 6th as a junior under the name Sean Weatherly. The ruse was detected 8 days later after school officials became suspicious and began checking his records. Daugherty had claimed to be a transfer student from Greece, well, hence the beard, and he had given school officials computer records that proved to be false. When Daugherty's masquerading came to light, several girls who had befriended the new cheerleader were upset, but some said that they had their doubts all along. Quote, he had a lot of makeup on. It looked like he was plastered. He had makeup where his beard would be, a 16-year-old classmate said at the time. Keen observer she is.
No, he's from Greece.
It's okay.
Yeah, we all do
those
great
cheerleaders.
He's from Greece. Well, speaking of from Greece, where's the food?
Oh, how about it?
Let's see. I got one news story.
I need the air that I breathe and coffee.
Let's see. I had it right up front. But, okay. I really need the laugh track for this. I lost another laugh track, but we'll go through with it.
So far, the score is Sound Effects CDs 2, Hound Nothing.
Portland, Oregon, where many of our best news stories, after Florida and Texas, Portland, Oregon seems to be the place for
just think of all the
peculiar happenings.
That we know.
Right. Baby killed by family's pet ferret. 2.5-month-old baby died after she was attacked in her sleep by the family's pet ferret. Vivian Betancourt of suburban Hillsboro, Oregon, bled to death after she was repeatedly bitten by the small air animal. State medical examiner Dr. Larry Luman said Monday that he knew of no other fatal ferret attacks anywhere in the U.S., although the 19 to 21-inch long animals, relatives of weasels, minks, and otters, were blamed for numerous attacks on people. It's one of the most gruesome investigations our detectives have ever had to work on, said Police Chief Herman Wall.
Darla Murphy of Portland, president of the Oregon Ferret Association, recommends that ferrets be caged at night and when small children are around. So as you know, I think they're great pets, but like any animal, you have to be careful with them, Murphy said. I won't let somebody with a baby have a ferret.
Anyone with a ferret have a baby, actually.
Yeah, that's a much better idea. Anyway, I believe it is time for Hillbilly Hangover. And
we'll be returning to the animal mutilation desk later.
I think between me, Bruce, and Sally, we've had a whole 4 hours of sleep last night. So we're kind of an upbeat Hillbilly Hangover to try to wake ourselves up.
How about it?
We're going to kick it off with Clyde Owens.
Sort of poop kick it off with Clyde Owens.
Rockin' and rollin' and doin' all right. Now swing, little kitty. Swing, little kitty. Now swing, little kitty. And a baby can't go wrong. Well, when the news starts, turn the light down low. Give a little kitty to holler, let's go. Now swing, little kitty. Swing, little kitty. Swing, little kitty, and a baby can't go wrong. We're 3, 3, 6, 6, 3, 9. Grab a little kitty, start rocking out of line. Now swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty,
swing, little kitty, and a baby can't go wrong. Back to the right. Me and my little kitty was swinging all night. Now swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty. And a baby can't go wrong. Well, when the music starts, turn the light down low. Give a little kitty and a holler, let's go. Let's swing, little kitty. Funny little kitty, funny little kitty, and a baby can't go wrong.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off. Families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Well, I bought me a hat and a low guitar. I made a down payment on a second-hand car. Got me a job on the radio. Now I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a bow to the radio boogie. All over the dial. With a solid kick, a red hot lick, a Tennessee style. Well, I'm up every morning when the sun comes up. I pull a cork from a jug, then I take a little sip. Sun keeps me shining, gonna file the cord. Dust and rain, I'll grind in the barn to the radio boogie. All over the dial. With a solid kick, a red hot lick, a Tennessee style. Yeah! Getting lucky. the radio boogies, all they can say to the radio boogies, all over the dial, with a solid kick, a red hot lick, a Tennessee style.
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kuckleberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Amigos are gay down Del Rio Way. The greatest of bands will be theirs one day. Acuna has pride that they too will share.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that bologna. I want Wardinsky.
Give us a great big smile, will you? to me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles for the next 15 minutes. You're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Will!
I'll get it in a minute. Just give us a breath on there.
Will, I got a woman way up and down. She's good to me. Oh, yes. I've got a woman.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound.
What were you saying, Bruce?
And, talking bad about our pals.
No way, man, no way.
It's
talking excellent
here.
About him. It's a love thing.
Yeah.
In fact, it's such a love thing that Giller
that was,
sit over there.
That was today's Hillbilly Hangover for those of you who aren't here with us. The Maddox Brothers and Rose with The Death of Rock and Roll, 1955. A little ahead of their times there.
Mm-hmm.
Counting backwards, we heard Mack Banks and Max Boogie.
That was where it started to turn, though, 55, I think.
We heard Johnny, no last name, and Friendship Dam.
I think I know that guy.
Oh, yeah? You know Johnny?
Yeah.
Elsie Smith and the Southern Playboys, Radio Boogie. Boogie. And we opened with Clyde Owens, Swing Little Katie. Yeah.
Truly amazing piece of work,
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
And keeping the animal abuse.
Well, let's see. We got announcements, I guess, to go through. Let me find
now,
out
Evans,
what's going
Evan
on.
Playing somewhere on Monday.
Where?
But I don't know where. Maybe
a lot of
a good things.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Pretty sure it's not Maxwell's, though.
Let's go through it. Okay, Ruth Brown at Snug Harbor tonight.
What's Snug Harbor?
I don't know. 100 Richmond Terrace,
cozy.
Staten Island.
Oh.
Marion Williams, the great gospel singer, at St. Anne's Church in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. tonight.
Cool.
I'll put your hands together.
We'll go through it day by day. Tomorrow is Hound After Midnight. We'll be here from midnight for
and
our...
after dark.
Good see. What do we got? Country blues, sleazy jazz, and a tribute to Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. No rock and roll. Midnight
well
to 3,
so
I guess we'll be here.
Take out those smoking jackets.
No
kids.
Echo.
Johnny Johnson, Chuck Berry's piano player, Monday at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Let's see.
He's recording in town currently.
Yes. Valentine's Day at the Strip, which is now known as McCarthy's.
The something or other, the 214 room?
214 room at Flannery's.
Flannery's is the Inducers and Kimono 117.
So if you follow all that, head on down there on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
And I was told by the person who called to plug that show that Better Than Drugs.
Huh?
It depends on what drugs.
Nothing's better than drugs.
Depends on the
that
drugs.
Actually, that was my
point counterpoint.
That was my my dark horse wild card for Valentine's Day. The chemical alternative to participating
to a girlfriend?
In yeah. Really.
Anyway,
say loud
instead
and lonesome,
of the inflatable
folks,
alternative?
It's up to you to do something about it.
back to the news desk.
Back to it.
Back to the Colorado enchanted Springs. Musical forest of WFMU.
Isn't that my job? Colorado Springs, Colorado. A 23-year-old man...
Good place to put Colorado Springs.
Yeah. A 23-year-old man was in jail Tuesday after allegedly chopping off his brother's hand with a samurai sword.
God, I hate when that happens.
In an argument over a guitar, bringing it all back home. This is sort of like the Bennett brothers. Daniel Miller was held in lieu of $10,000 bond for investigation of assault charges. His brother, Donald Wood, a.k.a. Lefty, was in serious condition after 11 hours of surgery to reattach his left hand and to connect severed tendons in his right hand, said Bert Newman, a spokesman for Denver Presbyterian Hospital. The brothers fought over a guitar at a Colorado Springs apartment, and Miller allegedly pulled out a samurai sword and swung it at Wood. Police said a friend put the severed hand into a container in a freezer, smart thinking, and it was taken to the hospital for reattachment. Police.
Yeah. I would have just used the bamboo steamer and, like, you know, softened it up for a day or two.
Yeah. Well, no more ninth chords for him.
Yeah, I'm afraid not. So much for that finger picking thing. Yeah.
Still cuts through tomatoes.
Picking over the Richard Thompson video.
Mm.
There it is.
Well, let's
Hound,
see what
your
else.
Turn.
Okay, my turn. I got one here.
Fields, police, jump in anywhere you like.
Police in the Bronx arrested a man selling U.S. flags outside a Bronx cemetery yesterday because the flags were stolen from the graves. Dennis Bellino, age 31, allegedly roamed the cemetery, taking all the flags he could find and sold them for a dollar apiece. He had 23 flags when the cops collared him. He was charged with petty larceny. The police were outraged, it says here, by... The police were alerted to the ghoulish scam by outraged passers-by. I don't know, those dead people, they didn't need the flags.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, you know, the little, those sort of wooden dowels that they come on, just the fact that the last couple of inches have dirt on them, it's just a dead giveaway.
Blood. Yeah.
Let me try, boss. I always want to fix a transmission. Okay, this is in Boston. A mugger wanted his victim to know he was grateful for the money he stole, so he sent a thank you note. Peter Pan carries a wallet...
With a return address?
Hey, don't anticipate this story. Peter Pan carries wallet was stolen in about 2 weeks ago as he walked a friend to a subway stop in Boston. He got the wallet back in the mail Friday, along with a note. I want to thank you for the $13 you had in it, the anonymous letter said. I needed to get home, and I know if I had asked you to help me, you would have said no, so I
do
thank
break
you. Now, Pancare's license was inside the wallet, but a credit card and other belongings were missing. I guess he was really grateful. Pancare said he was mugged on January 20th, and when he realized the man was unarmed, Pancare said, he pursued him but could not catch him.
Hmm.
There you go, folks.
Boston.
Adventures in
good
crime.
Place to not visit, ever.
Yeah, it's is that my least favorite city?
Yeah. I mean, Dallas city. Is
Dallas.
Dallas. No, here's the pecking order of horrible places in America, places to stay away from. Dallas, all-time worst city in America.
But they killed the president there.
And
you know,
as soon as you get there, you can see how it can be done.
What do you mean they? It was one person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
One guy who... never mind.
As Ronnie Dawson's eager to remind us, that is the town that just prior to Kennedy's arrival, they stoned Adlai Stevenson in, like, the biblical sense.
Hmm. And then there's Houston, which is another terrible place.
Yeah, sucks.
Let's see, there's Boston. That's a bad city. There's Washington, D.C., Sally's least favorite
connection,
city.
Connection, I noticed.
Hmm.
There's Fort Lauderdale, my hometown, but the beaches are nice.
Hmm.
There's San Diego.
Buffalo.
There's a hellhole.
Oh, I love Buffalo.
I kind of like Buffalo,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Buffalo's okay, I guess.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
So, folks, you can visit the rest of them.
We have the great...
Oh, Los Angeles. Forgot about Los Angeles.
We have the great Gaylord here with us today. And you picked out a set of,
post-mambo hangover kind of set.
Working our way into squat territory, one of the precursors for the squat being the mambo.
Exactly. It's just a matter of how you orient yourself. You know, it's like...
The squambo?
Yeah.
And Gaylord has programmed a set here of mambo. This is WFMU East Orange, by the way. And...
Make it official?
Kick it off with Big Fat Mabel.
Yeah, doing that new kind of...
Well, I just got back to the city. I left my country man behind. I'm ready, willing, and able to give the city boys all my time. I got a whole lot of brand new tricks that I brought back from the sticks. I want to show you what I learned from the old-time country hits. I learned a new kind of mambo. I got a brand new twist. I learned a new twist. I learned a new kind of mambo, and it just can't miss. Mambo, and it just can't miss. I learned a new kind of mambo. It's got a country twist. I learned a new kind of mambo, and it goes like this. Mambo, and it just can't miss. Ho, ho, mambo, and it just can't miss.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss colony pale dry sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
When I see you dancing to the
mambo,
I feel like romancing to the
mambo.
Every time you jump and shout, ooh-wee, my eyes pop out. How I love to watch you do the
mambo.
Baby, won't you teach me how to
mambo?
Hear the keen and peachy doing the
mambo.
Every time you shake your hips and do those crazy dips, you should get me flipping for the
mambo.
You shake like a rattlesnake and you make my heart go loop
de loop, loop de loop. Down in Puerto Rico and up and a two, this here is the dance that the people do. All you got to do is to
kick
your feet.
Well, it's just Memphis Boogie with a Latin beat.
Ooh, you look so fantastic when you
mambo.
You're just like elastic when you
mambo.
Baby, you could win a prize. Oh, don't you realize all the fellas idolize your
mambo.
You shake like a rattlesnake and you make my head go loop.
Mambo. Take out the oud from the mambo.
mambo. Now when you're dancing, you're in a romance. You got to say, if you mambo. It's such a silly noise for grown-up boys. Just to prove my point, tonight it all began. A certain mambo man threw his hip out of joint. That's why we in the mambo. This is the key to the mambo. Without a doubt, the secret's out on who put the in the mambo. Mambo, it's such a silly noise for grown-up boys. Just to prove my point, the night it all began, a certain mambo man threw his hip out of joint. That's why we in the mambo. This is the key to the mambo. Without a doubt, the secret's out. Who put the in the mambo? Who put the in the mambo? Who put the in the mambo? Who put the in the mambo?
This is a hit!
That music, baby, dig that beat. Like a glass of wine, it's so cool and sweet. Gets my pulse a pulsing and then my feet always start to do the mumbo shabbits. Man, oh man, that rhythm, listen to that drive. Like a swarm of bees, baby, it's alive. When the joint don't move, you gotta hop and hop. When you start to do the mumbo shabbits, just flip your side for illy hat and fire, you will call. Blame that thing like a maniac. Baby, let's have a super ball. Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumble's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best there be, Mumbo Shabbats. Your side grow illy act and fire you will call. Fling that thing like a maniac.
Baby, let's have us a ball.
Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumble's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best. There be the dance for you and me. It's the Mumbo Shabbats, man, oh man. Mumbo Shabbats. Oh, man.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
And the sidewalks of old New York. My bubby is blowing her car. She digs his Litvak Latin League. She's on an Afro-Cuban kick. My Yiddish Mambo. You what to see her shake it now. You ought to see her shuckle. She's right carambo, gimme mambo, not the huckle buckle. She don't want no flat foot floochie, she don't want no fly fly. Beat the bongo and the congo, I'm a chaya. Oi! Paris Prada, she loves him avada. Na Yiddish mambo. To see her go to town, she's dancing for her supper. Her lid is popping while she's hopping. She's a mutter hopper. She don't go for Lindy hopping. She don't dig those cats. Get so jealous from Timbales. I'm Michaya. Yes! She's baking your challis for Nora Morales. She mambos in the major league. She's teaching every tenon. Cool and kosher like the roaster. She must cop the pennant. Turkey trotting gives her nothing. Waltzes are too slow. She blows that trouble like in Cuba. She must holler, go! Her kugel is hot for Xavier Cugat. Mambo. She made the shotgun mambo mad. She's even hip the jammers. And now and then she gets iron to dig Fernando Llamas. She won't touch the minuet. To her it's strafe like ham. But Poopy Campo knows her tempo. Makes her holler, shame she don't dig George. My Yiddish mambo, my Yiddish mambo, my Yiddish mambo. Ole, ole, hoy vey!
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, there you go.
Proper.
Mr. Great. Let it not be
questions
said
comments?
To tell the folks what all that was.
Yeah, well, let it not be said that I don't give equal time to other more faddish dance crazes.
Mm. The great Gaylord, heretofore known as Mr. Worldbeat.
Mm. Yes. Yes, Afrocentric all the way.
I'm about it.
Well, we heard Mickey Katz doing my Yiddish mambo, atoning for the fact that he sired Joel Gray. Before that, we heard the Crows of G fame doing Mambo Shevitz, Todd Abramson's favorite libation. The Traineers put that in the mambo.
Who put the in the mambo?
Yes. Oh, I know. What's this? Quincy Jones.
Quincy
did his
Jones.
Very best.
No, he took the
out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those Coasters or the Robins, depending on
which
what kind of
have
collector's mentality you have, did loop de loop mambo. And we started off with Big Old Maybell doing a new kind of mambo. And speaking of that, this set goes out to my mambo partner, Martha.
Ah, oh,
sweet.
It.
In lieu of a Valentine's gift.
In lieu. Well, I think we're
collector's mentality, isn't that sort of a contradiction in terms? Some military intelligence, you know?
Exactly. Oh, Lenny the Bruce George Carlin jokes.
Yeah. I thought that was a Lenny Bruce joke.
Aren't they the same guy? Oh, one of them lived, both of them died.
Yeah.
I think both of them are still alive.
Anyway, where are we? What's happening on the news front? Scramble.
Flash.
Still coming up, we have the Sonny Bono tribute. Well, we have Blues Hangover, a Vibe Report.
We can go in a couple of different directions here.
It's not too late to run out the door.
True. Do you want to return to the animal mutilation desk?
Oh, sure.
The pets that...
Put the little fella right up here on the desk.
Okie doke. 2-year-old boy was released from a hospital Thursday, 4 months after he was mauled and nearly killed by 6 Rottweiler dogs. Too bad about this, the laugh track, huh? Stephen Selfridge of Saxonburg will receive nursing... That's Saxonburg, Pennsylvania. Will receive nursing care at home and will make weekly follow-up visits to Allegheny General Hospital, said Surgeon Max Romanofsky. Doctors had to completely remake the lower half of Stephen's face since only his eyes, nose, and lips
were
attacked
dog
following
biscuit.
The September 18th attack. Stephen can't smile or move his lips, I know the feeling, but doctors hope to remedy that with later surgeries. Stephen's parents, Scott and Sherry Selfridge, told reporters the boy faces years in surgery.
Whoa.
What?
Slow down. Nobody can hear it.
Quote, we're just glad he's coming home, Selfridge said. The dogs were owned by Stephen's aunt, who brought them to his grandmother's house in Butler Township. The child was bitten about 200 times over after a cousin who was babysitting him at the grandmother's house.
Rubbed him with dog food?
Let the dogs out of their cages for an evening run. Says here, Rottweilers are known for their strong jaws and thick neck muscles, and somebody's written in weird script, and sudden mood swings.
It's really funny. Kids are known for their soft heads and their squishy bodies.
Their ability to scream and get dragged around. Yeah.
What?
You might want to see that Rottweiler versus Ferret versus Child round robin.
Yeah, Rottweiler versus a Ferret.
Yeah, might want to team up the kid and the Ferret, you know, for that sporting chance.
Well, how about it?
Hey, I haven't heard much O' Sally.
She's trolling. She's trolling for Newsfish.
Let's move right along here.
How about it?
Blues Hangover time.
Goody.
Get a request out of the way. Muddy Waters with Rub My Root.
My piston they snapped. My mojo it failed. Hey, but I rub my root. My luck will never fail. When I rub my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Well, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Now I rub my Johnny Kangaroo. I was accused of murder in the first degree. The judge white cried, let the man go free. I was rubbing my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Yeah, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Well, long will I rub my Johnny Kangaroo. Well, you know, ain't nothing you can do. Now when I rub my Johnny Kangaroo.
I found a way to cook. I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No,
and it's just as finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now.
Hey, baby, you sure is fine. That's what Dr. Ross said.
I want you for myself. Look right here, baby, how come you so fine? Throw your arms around me, honey, be no fine. Look right here, honey, you need to be mine. Sometimes I wonder how come you so fine. Yes, I can tell you, I want you for myself. Yeah, baby, you sure is fine.
you, I want you for myself.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, we don't.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Sun won't shine, you're knowing the moon won't go down. Sun won't shine, you know the moon won't go down. I can't be satisfied because my little girl has been a bit. Springtime and the flowers refuse to bloom.
Baby, I do that.
muddy water, leaving it all alone. I'm gonna live in the down, treat you like a dirty dog.
You have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet, tender and juicy.
That's right,
sir.
Take two.
I
hope you
read it. Okay, well, okay. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Crispy!
Real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
Okay.
It's entirely different. Every bit of string of looking good. No, every bit of string of looking good. You see, I found a way to cook it and keep it down.
Now you got to love me, little girl. Love your daddy right. Early in the morning, little girl, I mean it late at night. Let good gal get you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. So if you wanna leave me, baby, help you on your way. Here is my hand. Good night, good luck, and good day. But hey, let good gal get you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. What poor little Lucy may do. But so many it's gonna seem like hours gonna seem like days. If you don't want me, goodbye, little girl, and on your way. And hey, that good gal kept you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and that was today's Blues Hangover. Frankie Lee Sims, What Will Lucy Do? Counting backwards, the Table Toppers, Talk to Me Baby, Jerry McCain, Things Ain't Right, Dr. Ross, Numbers, Blues, Muddy Waters, Rub My Root. Am I talking as fast as Bruce yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Using
anyway.
For us, hearing impaired.
Anyway, we have the great Gaylord here in person, and we're going to be hearing
right here.
Not just the good
Gaylord's record
yeah.
to kick off the VOM set in a little few minutes, so you'll hear what all the noise is about.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the news desk.
Hubbub.
A man accused of killing a rookie police officer broke into a house when police closed in on him, apologized for the killing, and set himself on fire.
I think that makes him this week's caveman in a spaceship.
Without a doubt. While frightened, residents watched. It's been a violent 48 hours with a bizarre ending, Police Commissioner Willie L. Williams said Wednesday.
Known for his uncanny grasp on the obvious.
After Edward Bracey, age 27, was taken into custody. Bracey was in guarded condition at at the Burn Center of St. Agnes Medical Center. With burns over 35% of his body, he's charged with killing Officer Daniel Boyle. Boyle had pulled over a stolen car driven by Bracey early Monday and was shot in the head while sitting in a squad car. Though police got Bracey's name quickly from his companions, he eluded a manhunt until Wednesday morning. When police closed in, he broke through the skylight of a row house. A resident of the house, 18-year-old Tamika Dublin, quoted Bracey as saying, "I just need some way to kill myself. I'm sorry, I didn't want to kill him." Dublin scooped up her son, then woke up her 17-year-old sister and 11-year-old niece and told them to get downstairs. "You got to see this, kids."
Pepino.
While her sister and son hid in the basement, Dublin ran outside for help. The niece, Tanisha Oates, told the Philadelphia Inquirer, "I saw him strike a match, then he blew up in flames. I was scared. I thought the house was going to blow up. He was just running around and screaming." The officers had their guns out and told him to come out. He just slid along the wall to the floor, smoldering.
Oh. Ooh. He's that matchlight brand.
Thanks
huh?
for sharing, Hound.
I thought you'd like that, El Birch. Mm. So have we bred an entire generation of idiots in this country or what? Mm-hmm. One in five Americans supports a new prohibition.
Coffee kicked in.
One in five Americans supports prohibition against the sale of alcoholic beverages, according to a survey by the Wine Spectator.
So, folks, just go out on the street and punch every fifth person that you see, okay?
Well, that might be me.
The survey shows that the media image of the yuppie enjoying wine with dinner, either at home or in a restaurant, is fairly close to the truth. They found the typical wine drinker is a well-educated Republican male who has a glass of wine only on special occasions. They seem to be leaving out the guys who buy the half pints and sit outside.
See, the survey was conducted by like Wine Slurpers of America or something like that. I mean, I think they picked a weird portion of the population to begin with.
Yeah, but of women polled, 22% favored prohibition, while 17% of all men approve of a prohibition against the sale of alcohol.
Ladies, spank yourselves.
Overall, 20% of all the respondents say they favored such a ban as a way to address the problem of alcohol abuse, while 66% said they were opposed to it, 9% said they really didn't care, and 5% said they just didn't know.
You can include those with the...
And 2% said, "Where'd you get my phone number?"
51% of all wine drinkers surveyed were male, while 58% were frequent tipplers. Oh, 58% were... it's the Vibe Report. Oh, too bad. I would like to finish the story, but...
Is that crisp or crispy?
Yes.
Thanks for saving me, Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Oh, this payphone thing is kind of wild sometimes.
Oh, you're on a payphone?
Yeah.
You're standing out of doors?
No, I'm actually...
And you can't put a payphone in your house?
No, I'm right next to the ladies' bathroom in the Lone Star.
You mean you never got home last night?
I did get home.
Well, what are you doing up there again?
It's the ugly part of the thing, man. You know,
you're
like
moving gear.
I used to have roadies.
Oh, no.
I'm not really moving gear. I'm just pointing at stuff because of my bad back, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you got Commandant Werner moving the gear?
Yeah.
Excellent. So what is today's vibe?
Today's vibe is another beautiful day. Another perfect day.
So nice to be spending it with you.
Yeah. How's the show?
It's the most amazing thing that's ever happened on radio, and you missed it, like ever.
What'd you do?
Nothing. We got the Jer Canoe, which has absolutely no brakes if you've ever driven it, so it's been fun right from the get-go.
That's true, out of the gate. We're like leaning out of the window yelling, "No brakes, no brakes," like those messenger guys.
Did the Jerco come with?
No, Jer's got the rice rocket.
Oh.
We swapped cars for the day.
We swapped the rice rocket for the Jer Canoe and the Great Gaylord.
Yes.
Hey, Roscoe.
The Great Gaylord is here.
How about it, Gaylord?
Hey, Roscoe.
So, don't you have a Valentine's Day vibe?
Oh.
Yeah, think love.
That's another thing that I forgot.
It's coming up this Thursday, and, you know, we had quite a discussion with ML last night about presents.
What does she want, a Jaguar?
No, it's actually something fairly affordable and fun to shop for.
Oh, underwear?
Ladies' undergarments. My favorite shopping experience
in Roscoe's size?
In the present world. Not in Roscoe's size.
It's just, you know, every time I go to try to buy it, the people just won't believe that I'm not buying it for myself.
Well, I think ML size is a little smaller than yours.
Well, they still think that I'm buying it for myself.
Hey, Rascal, I'm willing to go with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It helps to have a... Yeah, when I went for Sally's...
Take a girl with you.
Christmas skivvies, I took Alice along.
Oh, great.
For the extra credibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you up on that.
The female factor.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll get a job this week so I can make some money to buy a present.
You had quite a full house there last night.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And any response to your record industry tirade from the upper decks?
I didn't know that I was saying anything mean-spirited.
Yeah, it wasn't mean-spirited. It was just hateful.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean,
I'm the last guy who would disagree with you.
If these people would just get out of my way, I could be famous.
Well, you have to keep in mind who you're talking to here, you know. It's
yeah,
true.
But I wasn't talking about them. I was talking about another one of their guys that they all hate anyway.
But you don't think they all think about it like they're all family?
Not Bill Hine. You know, he's... You know, like, those guys want to have a Ferrari. They don't want to be driving around in a Volkswagen with a Ferrari body.
Yeah.
He wanted... That guy is so bent that that's what he wanted. He wanted a Volkswagen with a plastic Ferrari body.
Well, you know what Mick told us about the big thing they do in L.A. with the Jaguars?
What?
They buy a brand new Jaguar, they take it over to the shop, they have them rip out the engine because the engines are terrible,
engines
and they put
suck.
In a brand new...
Chevy motors.
Yeah, Chevy engine in it.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. So a nice $85,000 car.
You know, it's like they put the GM air conditioning in the Rolls Royce at the factory.
Didn't know that.
Well, take notes. Could be a quiz this week.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Indeed.
You could win some ladies' underwear.
Yeah. I talked to a big Hound Show fan this afternoon.
Oh?
Armload of records? Coke bottle glasses?
Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh, yeah. Marshall.
But he and I have something in common that I don't think he realizes.
What?
Ken here blows both of us a lot of money. Also, Billy Perkins and Lisa and I saw him sing the national anthem at Municipal Stadium in Baltimore this summer.
Really?
When it was 94 degrees at game time.
Wow.
Well, seeing as my...
Rose routed the White Sox.
Seeing as my last name and his first name are the same thing, put him down for the Comrex benefit, for the Roscoe Supergroup.
Yeah, Marshall, you got some work you got to do for us, pal.
He called me, then I called him back, and when I called him, it was like, well, what are you... doing home, I thought that you guys drove to some mountaintop to...
That's a story we heard. Is that...
He told me that he does do that occasionally.
He drives to a mountaintop?
Where he can still get the feeble FMU signal.
We heard if you put a pyramid over your radio, it comes in better.
Is that right?
A pyramid's record, I think that is.
Oh.
Yeah, penetration.
Well, I told him that you had given your Led Zeppelin presence cover
object antenna
for the station sucker worked pretty good
to
know.
Jack Boy, who never listens to the show.
He came to the gig.
He was at the gig.
He was at the bar afterwards.
Having a great time with his new haircut.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Today's vibe is just this, and I'm
winning ears.
A wonderful time. Night, Brian. Me and Brian took a cab up. You know, and he's like, "Can you pop for this one? I've only got 100." It's kind of a Ted Baxter kind of thing.
Yeah, really. Well, the similarity doesn't end there.
Right. Well, guys, I'm sure that you've got some noisy stuff to follow up this entertaining vibe report.
The noisiest.
We certainly do.
What do you have?
We have the Great Gaylord record all queued up and on turntable numero uno. And for Sonny, we got some Neil Young, and we got some, for Sonny Bono's birthday today, we have the Dictator's version of I Got You Babe on CD.
Oh, great. Hey, you know what? I got a hold of this guy that used to put out these punk rock records in L.A., this guy named Posh Boy, and it looks like he's going to put out a 45 of the Dirty Dogs doing Let's Beat Up a Cop.
Excellent.
Hey.
Yeah, so I got to look for some pictures, you know.
So you know what you should do is just run a picture of the side of your hand where you got cuffed that time.
Oh, yeah,
maybe with the wet pee song on the other side.
Right. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You can be on there as executive producer.
Okay.
From Creative Concepts.
Mm-hmm. Ideas, Inc.
Name and address.
Get Walter Yetnikoff on the phone. Walter, sit down.
Yeah, I got it. This is heavy.
Walter, Creative Concepts here.
Okay, well, I'm going to go consult on something else.
Okay, Ross, go ahead. We'll see you later.
Yep.
Aloha. Oh, the Vibmeister. What a guy.
What a guy indeed.
Yeah.
And a fine show last night.
Very good show at the Lone Star. And if you missed it, you missed it. But they'll be playing again soon. And now it is time for... I had to go do something. Sorry, folks. We got the great Gaylord record all queued up here. And this is on the Norton label. It's got the picture sleeve of the Century, no doubt about it.
It does look like a box of detergent, folks.
Yes, exactly.
Can you see that in your radios? Yeah. It should say, like, you know, now with bleach.
Exactly.
Today's
super sudsing action.
Today's special guest, the great Gaylord, the Sultan of Squat.
He is, in fact, backed up by my fine combo.
Oh, that's right. Obruch himself and a few other people whom I...
Okay, listen really carefully on the hand clap track on this thing. You can hear Speedo, the Norton dog, whining desperately for his mom, who is inside the booth clapping her hands rather than, like, stroking his head.
Well, let's hear it.
This is a hit!
Give up.
Oh,
This is a hit!
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Hello, girls.
Riding around the TV, making up a song. Just a new dance that's a really taking over. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your honey.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. Why the squatting is so good?
So good, so good, so good.
All the DJs are spinning this sound. All the little girls are high like a hound. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your honey.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. Why the squatting is
so good?
Squat to the E, squat to the west, squat to the girls of the out of the bed. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your darling.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. Why the squat is so good? Squat! Beach one night in June. Put them in the sky, they were squatting on the moon. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your honey.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. Why the squat is so
good?
All the DJs are spinning this sound. All the little girls are high like a hound. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your darling.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. Why the squat is
so good?
Squat and be around for a long, long spell. Even all the cats are squatting in jail. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your honey.
Squat,
now it's your baby. Why the fighting isn't good? Come on, baby. Let me squat with you a little. Yeah, you know I'm the only one for you. I'll teach you how to squat. I'll squat with the ease for you. I don't even know how to squat with you. What that even mean? But I'll do it for you. What? What do you mean you saw me squat with somebody else? That's not true. I'm a one-woman squatter. I'll squat with you. Nobody else but you. I just want to squat. And I think you do too. So why don't you and me do a little squat to the ease? And then maybe we'll squat to the way. And then we'll just squat. Squat. Squat.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Ongawa. It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Today's Vom Set with our special guest, the great Gaylord. Squat with me, baby. Counting backwards, God, we heard the old brooch on three of those five cuts. The A-bones, button, snout. The Dictators, I Got You, Babe. You know, Sonny Bono birthday thing. We're going to get to that Sonny Bono birthday tribute a little bit later. Neil Young, Farmer John. Oh, wait. There's something wrong with your mind. Oh, it's not. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, great. So all this witty repartee has been going
really
on.
Just the last sentence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's bicker on the air.
Oh, yeah. I was saying to the guys during the actual broadcast segment there that the review of, what's it called? Ragged Glory. Doug Simmons wrote in The Voice, pointed out that Farmer John is obviously a statement of solidarity with the American farmer.
Since the farmers also take three-chord songs and turn them to two-chord songs.
Yeah, really. This struck me as more like solidarity with, like, the American coffee syrup-drinking guitar player. But
yes. And we opened that set with the great Gaylord, Dude Squat.
About it.
Which I dude.
Which he dude. And what? So...
So what? More microphone sabotage, huh?
You got any gigs lined up or anything, Gaylord?
Let's see. Well,
how are you going to follow up this squat craze?
Actually, I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I have the permission of a Mr. T. Abramson.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be a little big combo action come April. April 3rd, to be precise, at the Knitting Factory.
Ooh, the heart of enemy territory.
Exactly.
Ooh,
well,
yeah, really.
Yeah, we're going to have a strafing mission there. Any leftover scuds, you know.
Cool.
You mean you can pass yourself off as some kind of experimental composer?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be smart looking.
Just nail some Elliot Sharp fan to the door. Let people know what's going on.
No, what we can do is to advertise it and get one of those giant spotlights and beam it off of Elliot Sharp's head.
Oh, come on.
Across the whole city.
Oh, we love you, Elliot Sharp.
He's a nice guy. He's a mojo guy.
Well, we are working on that screenplay, The Elliot Sharp Story, featuring Bob Quine as Elliot Sharp.
Ah,
as soon as
talking.
We get finished with the Lafayette Thomas story.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a trilogy I'm writing.
Oh,
Trilogy of Terror, I think it was called in the
Miss Sally's got a news story, I believe.
About it.
Okay, this is from Harare, Zimbabwe. A security guard accidentally shot a hole through the roof of President Robert Mugabe's jet and tried to cover up the damage with masking tape, a newspaper reported.
Whoops.
When they get that, because they're smart. He hires them because they're crack shots.
The shotgun hole in the Boeing 707 was discovered in pre-flight checks before Mugabe was scheduled to leave for a state visit to Nigeria last month.
Before he was sucked through the hole into space.
They could have at least used Elmer's glue.
Yeah, really. Masking tape is better.
Chewing gum.
Yeah. You can paint right over it. You can't even see. It's great stuff.
Well, our media star of the year is tearing up the papers.
How bad?
Nice shirt.
Daniel Rakowitz. Blood-curdling, drug-dealing
director. There's a little bit of Texas in all of us.
Told a horrified Manhattan courtroom this week how he masked the stench of his go-go dancer's girlfriend's dismembered body with disinfectant, dishwashing liquid, and kitty litter.
Now, see, on the other thing on that, it actually mentions the brand. It was Lysol, Dawn, and I forget the brand of the kitty litter. So, folks, if you don't try this at home, but if you do it right.
Exactly. Okay. Except no substitutions.
Right. He said he used Lysol, Dawn, dishwashing liquid, and kitty litter to clean the decomposing limbs so they would not smell and be overrun with parasites.
Well, Dawn keeps grease away from your hands.
Supreme Court Justice Robert Half then interrupted the stomach-turning interrogation. I know my timing is bad, but we have to break for lunch, he said.
before exercise. Excuse me, curious.
Get to the after lunch conversation.
Caveman in a spaceship number two for this week, Robert Haft. Anyway, Breakowitz had more violent inclinations towards the prosecutor this week.
Dan the man.
Threatening him for the second time, saying, "I would like to wreck your body totally. I would like to break your nose." He promised the prosecutor he would get a machine gun water pistol with urine, let it stagnate, and spray it all over your face.
Oh, yeah, I prefer the fresh squeeze stuff myself. But, you know, stagnant urine, whatever.
It's kind of the icing on the cake, isn't it?
He described himself...
Oh, urine, and it's stagnant!
He described himself as a pot-smoking pacifist who would break any laws to help the homeless, including robbing banks by overcoming the guards with clouds of marijuana smoke. If he beats the rap, Rakowitz said he would like to run for president on the marijuana ticket. And...
It's a great case of the media star of the year, like, really fulfilling his obligations for once.
It's
I mean,
true.
Like, going
no
nuts
after... No, the clown for this guy.
He truly does
man.
Live
let's
up
go,
to
let's
it.
Go for year two, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You're our boy.
Anyway, not to be outdone, Charles Manson, well, let's see. Is it there? I guess the hard copy show last week featured Charles Manson singing a medley of his favorite hits while playing guitar and smoking a joint in the California State Pen, which you may remember is a place he's called home ever since leaving the Spahn Ranch. But the videotape, which was secretly recorded in 1985 by another inmate and smuggled out, features him doing "I Left My Heart in San Francisco," as well as several original compositions. I don't know if he actually did garbage dump Big Favorite around FMU.
Whose heart was that he left in San Francisco?
I don't know.
What's that one that the Beach Boys covered?
Oh,
Cease to Exist?
Cease to Exist. Yeah.
Never Know. Never Learn Not to Love, if it's called on 2020.
Yeah. And credited to Dennis Wilson. Go figure.
Yeah.
Hey, Alice Cooper is making a comeback. He just finished filming Nightmare on Elm Street 5. 4.
Are they up to 5?
3. No, 3.
Three? No, I think they're past three. They gotta be past three by now.
He plays Freddy. Eight. He plays Freddy's father.
Which was the good one? Three was the good one.
I don't know.
The Dream Warriors one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to it. We got some music queued up by, I guess these are records that I would say may have been inspired by premenstrual syndrome. Kick it off with Linda in the Epics. This is WFMU East Orange.
Judge for yourself, folks. And phone your friends, not us.
2, 3, 4.
Oh, craze and the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. Mondo Topless captures the basic quintessence of the movement. With movement, way out wild movement. Here, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Mondo Topless is believably real in Eastman color, but unbelievable just barely describes all of Russ Meyer's discotheque discoveries. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. You've only dreamed there were women like these until now, but they're real, unbelievably real in Mondo Topless. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music.
Hey, you say you got it all better. You call yourself a man. Your tears won't help you, daddy. Well, you just don't fit my plan. You don't know me no more. You don't know me no more. You don't move me, baby, so move it on from the door. Oh, get along. Oh, move on down the road. Oh, you don't know me no more, honey.
Gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. And Miss Sally's going to tell you what we just heard.
Well, counting backwards, we heard Barbara Pittman, I Need a Man. Willie Mae Thornton, You Don't Move Me No More. Tonette's, Oh What a Baby. Pearl Reeves, You Can't Stay Here. And Linda and the Epics, Gonna Be Loved. Although my personal theory on PMS is that men give it to women and we get it.
We wait for that magic moment, right?
Yeah.
Well,
so you want my comments?
Yeah, everyone's looking at old Bruce at that particular moment.
What?
The witty comment department.
Sorry.
Come on, epigram away.
The dog.
No, I'm just afraid he's going to smack me if I keep the mic too long.
Well, what else is happening here? Do we have news? Do we have announcements?
Oh, I don't know. This thing's really frightening. I'm not sure that I can deal with it.
What's that?
Read it.
I got that in the mail from Covenant House. I'll read it.
Thursday, 4 p.m. Dear friend, she stood on the curb looking scared and lonely in a skimpy halter top and bright red lipstick. That's it?
Please read on. Please.
Get that picture in your mind. It was 2 in the morning. A chilly breeze whipped up the street and seemed to make her shiver. She was a child. Ellipsis, just a child. We pulled our Covenant House van up to the curb and rolled down the window. Hi.
Wait, yeah, honey. Bend over. I'll drive you to Newark.
Janice, she said hesitantly, as if she really had to think about her answer. Why don't you hop in, Janice? We've got some hot chocolate and sandwiches. We can talk. You hungry? Yeah, kind of, but not really. I mean, like, I really gotta go. Not me. I can't talk now. Maybe later. Will you be back around in a couple of hours? She glanced nervously up and down the street at the passing cars. We could tell she was dying to jump in, but she was scared. Really scared. Okay, she finally said, but only for a minute or two. Then I gotta go. My boyfriend is gonna be really mad if he finds out I'm doing this. She climbed in and sat down stiffly across from me. Your boyfriend? Yeah. He told me he doesn't want me talking to you guys, so I can't stay long. Can I have a sandwich, too? I'm really hungry. Sure. Why do you call him your boyfriend if he lets you walk the streets at night? Do you mean your pimp? Oh, no, he's not a pimp. He's my boyfriend, she insisted with intensity. He loves me. He really does. He buys me lots of nice things. So what this is basically is Happy Valentine's Day from Covenant House?
Yes.
Yeah. Either that or a beautiful thing. Outline for a great TV movie.
There it is.
Yeah. Get Eve Plum on the phone.
Yes.
Eve, Creative Concepts here.
Sit down.
Hey, tomorrow night at midnight, we'll be back with Hound After Dark.
All right.
For our, sleazy jazz and country blues special.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight to 3.
Wouldn't sit through during the day.
We are the hardest working radio family in show business.
No kidding. Well, I hope all of us can be there.
Sally's working.
What?
I might be going to Linda Perkins' house. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll be here.
Okay.
I am the hardest working radio family in show business.
And the rest of the radio family will all tell you that we listened to it when we didn't.
On this date in history, many, 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 many moons ago, little greasy fella named Sonny Bono was brought onto the world. We have some Sonny Bono news before we get to our birthday tribute.
I think I'll share that with our listenership. Okay, Dateline Palm Springs, California. There will be a little less skin during the annual invasion by students celebrating spring break. The city council has banned G-string bikinis, bared breasts, and exposed male buttocks.
No buns to the sun in Palm Springs.
The prohibitions adopted Wednesday are among the half dozen new measures that Mayor Sonny Bono, the pop singer turned politician, termed courageous, his quotes.
I can just see the headline, Bono bans buns.
Revealing G-string bikinis, termed a distraction to motorists, vroom vroom, will be banned year-round in public areas and on private grounds that can be seen from public areas. The council also strengthened public nudity laws to prohibit women from baring their breasts and men from exposing their buttocks in public. And the council also voted to ban poolside consumption of alcoholic beverages between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. at hotels that do not have a liquor license.
There ought to be a law.
Anyway, we have another Sonny Bono story.
Oh, of course we do. Hey, it's his birthday. His present to himself is notoriety. Also, Dateline Palm Springs. After the birth of his fourth child, Mayor Sonny Bono, if you were listening to the last story, said he felt like he had gone through labor himself. Bono's wife, Mary, not clad in a G-string or string bikini, gave birth Saturday to 7-pound, 10-ounce Chiana Maria at Desert Hospital.
Who immediately had to cover her buttocks after the obstetrician got through spanking her.
Yeah, just thwack, right back in there. And Mary is doing fine. The baby's doing fine, he said. Okay, and he talks about all that stuff that fathers talk about when mm-hmm. those things pop out. In naming the baby, Bono followed a tradition of giving his children names beginning with CH, he said. It's a lucky thing I have with my kids, he said.
Chimp.
He really left that with chastity, that's all. Bono and his 29-year-old wife had a 2-year-old son, Cesare Elan. Bono, 55, also had 2 daughters from previous marriages, 31-year-old Christy and 21-year-old Chastity.
Thank you for sharing, Gaylord.
Oh,
okay, well,
being shared.
We're going to get on with this Sonny Bono tribute in vinyl form, and we're going to kick it off with the rock and roll pimp Larry Williams, and we're starting out with Sonny Bono, The Specialty Years.
About it.
Yeah.
Songwriter, non-paranormal.
You got the kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. You got that funny little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die. You bug me, baby. When we go riding in the pale moonlight, all I wanna do is hold you tight. You whisper, come close to me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in ecstasy. You bug me, baby. My head was spinning and my heart did flips. And you looked at me and you wrinkled your nose. Ooh-wee, baby, you curl my toe. You bug me, baby. When we go dating to a driving show, the picture playing we never know. You're close to me and I'm close to you. Ooh-wee, baby, is that lipstick new? You bug me, baby. The kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. Funny little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die. You bug me, baby. When we go riding in the pale moonlight, all I wanna do is hold you tight. And you whisper to me, come close to me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in ecstasy. You bug me, baby. You bug me, baby.
In the jungle, there's a monkey named Coco Joe. The coolest little monkey that you ever know. He don't have a tail like the other monkeys do. He trimmed in his suede and he dyed it blue. Coco Joe. Let me tell you about a Coco Joe. With a crazy drink. You should see his walk, it's the funniest thing. He changed the stroll to the monkey swing. Coco Joe, now let me tell you about a Coco Joe. Coco Joe, the coolest little monkey in town.
What's up? big earthquake, or use something else. And I tell you why. Whoa, you shake me up. Talk about it. Talk about it. You don't know how to twist now. You don't do the holly too. When it gets down to loving, you know what to do. Use something else. And I tell you what, you shake me, yeah, you shake me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on and shake me, come on and shake me, come on and do it. Go ahead now, go ahead on, go ahead on, one more time. Don't you know you're moving me? Honey, don't you know you're moving me? Honey, don't you know you're grooving me? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Use something else. And I'll tell you what. Oh, you shake me up.
That one, didn't I? A lot of people think I'm afraid to follow that song. Yeah. Good night, everybody. It's been... No. Eric, I can't use your microphone. What does your microphone say, Cher?
Star.
Mine says patent pending.
Is it time for the biggie now?
No biggie. I'm going to do a song. No biggie. I mean, don't put the people on. I'm going to do a song and she's... No biggie. What biggie?
Well, is it time for the little ditty now? Is it time for you to do whatever it is you do now?
Am I going to sing a song?
Yes.
Is that what you want to know?
Yes.
I'm going to sing a song.
Okay,
yes.
That's all I want to know.
Yes. Yes, I am, sure. Does that make you feel real secure? 7 years ago, I had my hair about this long, and at that time there were no Beatles, and there were no there was nothing then, and people didn't know how to react. I mean, they thought that was very strange when you had your hair this long. People just... I wasn't any revolutionary or anything like that. Actually, I couldn't afford a haircut. And so, to people then, it was... Really, it was very strange then. I'd walk down the street, mind my own business, and people would look at you, and somebody would say, faggot. Boom! So, I'm not big on fighting, you know. So, instead of fighting... back, I got a nose job, and I wrote a song. So right now, I'll do a medley of my hit.
Clothes that I wear. I mean, what?
get your kicks from making fun. Yes, this world's got a whole lot of space.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, from one sort of genius to another, the great Gaylord salutes Sonny Bono.
Okay, we'll tell you what we heard from Mr. Salvatore there. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay with everyone?
Is that okay with you, Sal?
Show of hands.
Okay.
I'm new to this microphone and broadcast thing. Okay, Sonny...
But you're getting older by the second.
Don't remind me. Sonny Bono did laugh at me, and I hope you all did. He doesn't mind. He won't legislate against it. Before that, we heard a fine R&B singer by the name of Prince Carter.
So I wonder who that could be.
Yeah, whom, to paraphrase Sam Phillips, has the Sonny Bono sound and the Sonny Bono feel. Doing a song called Shake Me Up. Previous to that fine tonsilizing, Don and Dewey did Coco Joe, and we started off with Larry Williams.
Written, produced by.
Yes, written, produced, and manhandled by Sonny himself. And Larry Williams did the same sort of deal with Sonny's You Bug Me Baby.
And we did not play any of his later records when he went on, dropped a Sonny from his name and joined U2, when he sold out for that, shaved his sideburns.
I still like your idea for the Sonny Bono and Ike Turner reunion tour, Alone Together.
Right, two desks on the stage, Sonny Bono, Ike Turner, summer reunion tour.
Mm-hmm.
Two men without women.
There it is.
Our meal tickets are gone, help. I think it's time for the Laurier's clothing update.
Ah, it is. Well, yeah. Laurier is sporting a very neat batiked belted blouse number with black velour, I guess, pants, and Stuart cowboy boots, the most comfortable brand made.
You bet.
And the usual exultation of curly brown hair.
So thank you, Abruch and Laurier's. Okay, what else is going on? Tomorrow night, I'll be back doing Hound After Dark for your entertainment pleasure, featuring... Tony Frischella live at the Village Vanguard is one I pulled out.
Bad jazz and bad country blues as opposed to bad rock and roll.
Good jazz and country blues with a lot of surface noise, except for the Tony Frischella record, which is bad, I guess. But you do hear the guy like trying to like cop drugs and bang his trumpet into the microphone and stuff. One of my very favorites. And what do we got coming up right now?
Coming at
we
you.
We got,
they all are.
Hurricane Harry, perhaps?
A request from Squid Liquid. This goes out to you, Squid.
Put some pants on, boy.
The Squiddler.
Now I heard the warden say, I had one more day, one last meal before they let me away. And he said, if we ain't got it, we'll go out and get it.
You don't have to go till we come back with it. So I said, give me two dinosaurs, age over easy, fried sugar boy, not too greedy, mosquito meat, black-eyed peas, and a little bit of bowl of butter, bee-bop-bee, a saber tooth, a tiger stick, a whole hippopotamus, well big, two cross-eyed catfish, and some wavy gravy in the left-hand dish. Now go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. You ain't got it, go out and get it. I ain't going till you come back with it. A captivating cup of crocodile tip, a purple watermelon and alligator pill, a bottle of mellow mountain mist, and a female banana I can't resist. Now go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. You ain't got it, go out and get it. I ain't going till you come back with it. Fried rainbow, a rainwater cocktail and a breeze Alamo, a barbecued brick of chocolate ice cream, bring me a plate of stewed moonbeam. Now go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. Hey, Mr. Watt, you better hear my spiel. I can't go without my lamb meal.
9th News comes from both Saigon and the Phan Rang areas. First off, from Saigon. We find that a new massage house was recently opened up near the Korean tailor shop. The following services are available: steam bath, back massage, jobs, and blood jobs. Hours are from 0700 hours for maggots, 7 a.m. for first-termers, until 1630 hours for maggots, and 4:30 p.m. for first-termers. Reservations may be made by calling area code 912, extension 2269.
Well, I done had my last rodeo, baby, I'm through with you. Cause you done gone, broke my heart, left me feeling blue. Go on your way, cause start today, you and me are through.
From Phan Rang area, here's Nugent.
Then the train flights have been reopened and have a new Champagne flight that leaves Phan Rang at 8 a.m. It will operate on a first-come, first-go basis. The commander also recommends that you take an ample supply of rubbers, as they have a pot full of new whores at the bars. The commander's motto, keep the morale high on the base.
And that's the news for this early edition. Next news will be later on. Next local news will be later on, too. The voice of news information and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Good night, Nugent.
Good night, Dave.
And good night for this early edition of Radio First Termer News.
Rock a little.
baby, shake it up tonight. Come on, baby, just one time tonight. Now let's go! Well, come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Oh, come on, baby, rock a little bit tonight. Hey, come on, now, sugar, let's shake things up tonight.
And now for a word from good old Pete. He's got some information for some of you people out there. Pete, what do you got for us tonight, buddy?
Thank you, Dave. As it is our policy to keep our listeners well informed, we have a special news item that should be of special interest for the patrons of the Castle Club this evening. We have just learned of an MP raid at 10 p.m., or I should say 10:30 p.m. tonight. So, if I were you, ditch the grass, H, speed, and make yourself plenty scarce. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Pete, for those wise words. And I would take heed to what Pete says. He hangs around at all these joints out there, and he knows. He's the nose that knows, if you can dig what I'm saying.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Car, bus, or train, we off to school again.
Off to school.
With boys and girls, young women and men.
Off to school.
Oh, yes, we off to school again.
Off to school.
To study hard and learn the best we can.
Off to school.
Got to be in class about 9. Don't waste the time. The lessons we have is a real hard grind.
Off to school.
Well,
12 o'clock, we get a little break.
Yeah, yeah.
We have our lunch, a soda, a little cake.
Yeah, yeah.
1 o'clock, we're back in class again.
Yeah, yeah.
We study hard and learn the best we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Our books are open till about 3. 3:30, we all are free to laugh and play throughout the rest of the day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Tomorrow we're back in class again.
Back to school.
Good boys and girls, young women and men.
Back to school.
Oh yes, tomorrow we're back in class again.
Back to school.
To study hard and learn the best we can.
Back to school.
To go to school is a must. To be our teachers of us. We want our mothers and our fathers out of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to school is a must. We want our mothers and our fathers out of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to school is a must. We want to be our teachers of us. We want our mothers and our fathers out of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to school is a must. We want to be our teachers of us. We want our mothers and our fathers out of us.
Yeah, yeah.
A frenzy of music and action.
The what to say?
The what to say?
The bird and the flea.
The bird and the flea.
The pony and the cha-cha-cha. Stole my baby from me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that just about craps it up.
Another excellent radio sight gag, my Fuhrer.
Yeah, thank you. That was Don and the Delighters, Wang Dang Dula. We heard Wilbert Harrison, Off to School Again. The crew in the Jaguar Hunt, the Vikings rock a little bit. The Rovers, boy, I wish I had the echo for this one. Icky Bon Tommy Dachi.
Icky Bon Tommy Dachi.
Icky Bon Bon Bon.
Thank you, Miss
Tom,
Allen.
Tom.
Junior Thompson in a Raw Deal. Hurricane Harry, My Last Meal. I'd like to thank the great Gaylord for coming down. Buy his new record. Baby. On the
yeah, buy it. It's in stores that still
makes
sell this
a great Christmas
things.
Gift.
Thanks Miss Sally.
It's in at least two stores.
Yeah. Il Bruce.
Thank you.
Dick Gerola for the car. Brian Redguy for all his help.
For special weapons and tactics.
Yeah. And,
I'll be back tomorrow night at midnight for Hound After Dark.
I may not. It doesn't matter. They're not my records.
Or having fun.
Laurie S. is up next. And will somebody please fix the echo unit here, Mr. Engineer?
Mr. Engineer,
Chuck, when you get here, when you come, Dan comes in on Tuesday, or Chuck, yeah. Please.
We got to fill out one of those things, Hound. Huh?
I did. I've been
fill out another.
All right, that's it. The Lord, the Crick. Let's get out of here.
All right,
bye.